We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time right now to talk some NFL football. We're joined by Mark Maskew, covers the NFL for the Washington Post. He's kind enough to join us here on WQAM. Mark, appreciate the time.
Thanks, fellas. How's it going?
Doing good. So you wrote a story today in the Post about how scoring is up and quarterbacks are having their way with defenses. You cite a couple of statistics that were frankly jaw-dropping to me. The 174 touchdowns scored so far are the most in NFL history through the first 2 weeks of a season. The 1,506 points scored are the second most ever through week two. Quarterbacks have posted the most completions and the most touchdown passes ever through 2 weeks of a season. How much of that for you is down to the rule changes, and how much of this is just kind of, it's been kind of a wonky 2 weeks?
You know, I think it's a little bit of each of those. I mean, clearly, when you look at the rules of the NFL very consistently are set up to favor the offense. I mean, the league believes that fans want to see scoring, that's an appealing game to viewers on television, to people in the stands at the stadium. So that's the way the rules always are going to be set up. So a lot of these rules are safety rules we've seen over the last, 15, 20 years, but safety rules have competitive implications, and the competitive implications often are to favor the offense. We're seeing that again this year with the roughing the passer calls. I think 9 roughing the passer calls for the first 2 weeks of the season. Last season, I think 21 of them, at least that was the number going into the Monday night game. I don't remember if they were even during the Monday night, but I think they're 21-9. And we obviously saw the Clay Matthews call. That affects not only the outcome of the game, but that's a game that's going to end 29-21 with the roughing the passer call. Minnesota gets that touchdown and 2-point conversion to tie the game, so that's 8 more points. So scoring goes up that way. Anytime a call like that sort of extends a drive, gives an offense another chance, you're going to see scoring go up. So obviously the rules are set up to favor the offense. That's always the case. It's the case again. So I think that's part of it. I think, some of the concepts we're seeing with the coaching, the young and innovative coaches, Sean McVay certainly comes to mind. And, it was a year. There aren't very many off seasons where every team that goes into the off season that needs a quarterback ends up getting someone, someone that they think will work. It's not going to work out for everyone. Not everyone is going to be right that the guy they got is going to be the answer. But everyone this past offseason that needed a quarterback at least came away with somebody or something that they thought could work. And we've seen great quarterback play so far. Look what Mahomes is doing. The crazy stuff that Ryan Fitzpatrick is doing, so there's luck involved in it too. So I think you throw all of those factors together, and we've had 2 weeks where quarterbacks are dominating almost like never before, and offenses are scoring a ton of points almost like never before.
And Mark, what kind of value judgment do you place on it? Because I'm sitting next to someone who hates this. He likes 9-6. he likes defensive struggles. From a stylistic point of view, obviously, the NFL wouldn't be doing this if they didn't like it. Do you like it?
I don't know. I mean, I can see the arguments on both sides. I can see sort of the purists who look at this and say, well, look, if you've made it so easy for the offenses, then you've cheapened what the offense they're doing. But the purists are probably watching no matter what, whether it's a 9-6 game or a 35-30 game. I think the NFL has always believed that a game with more up and down the field, with more scoring, is going to bring in more of the marginal fans. And look at the situation that the NFL finds itself in over the last few years. TV ratings have been sagging for whatever reason, whether you believe, that's related to any of the controversies, whether you believe it's related to the way that people now consume content over television, over different forms of media. Whatever you think the reason is, that the television ratings, while still very good compared to the rest of television, are not what they were. So that's sort of the situation that the NFL finds itself in. This is the way that the NFL tries to put an attractive on-field product out there. This is part of it. This is an attempt to bring the fans back in. And look, I sort of remember for the first 2 weeks of last year, there was a lot of talk about, the quality of play is not good. The on-field product is not good. The NFL is trying to put the focus back on the on-field product, and the on-field product isn't good. I think this year most people are talking about, you know, there have been exciting games. There's been a lot of scoring. I think the tone is a lot more positive about the way the games are being played, right or wrong, right now. And so, you know, I don't know what I think about it, but I think in general, this brand of football is sort of being better received by the public than what we saw last year when scoring was down from the previous year.
And that's kind of leading to my question, Mark, where I love football, play football. I love defense, 17-10 game, 24-17. I love those games. But am I a dying fan? Because I like big hits. Big hits are taken out of the game.
In order for you to be dying, you would have had to have existed first.
back in the day, people, trust me, about 10 years ago, people like defense. But like the NFL is a business. Now, they make over $9 billion a year. They've came to the conclusion that, hey, those guys that like defense, they're still watching, kind of like what you just said.
No, I think that every time we see a rule change that's made for a safety reason, and look at the helmet rule that was made this past offseason, where you can't lower your head and use your helmet to deliver the hit. And you know, we hear the outcry from the players. I played one way my entire life. It's hard to change, and there's certainly a validity to that. But then you also hear a lot of fans around the time any safety changes is made, saying, look, it's not football anymore. You know, it's about to be flag football. There is a segment of the fan base that feels exactly that way. But when you look at sort of the larger context that these changes are made in, you know, look at what we now know about the concussion issue versus what we knew 20 years ago, 15 years ago, even 5 years ago. So football cannot be the same as it was. Football needs to change for that reason. So while a lot of these rule changes are made for safety reasons, all the hits on defenseless receivers, what we've seen done with that over the last 20 years, the lowering the head rule that was put in just this past offseason, those were made for legitimate safety reasons. That is valid. Football needs to change. Football needs to be different. But the implications of all of those competitively usually fall on the defense and tend to favor the offense. You know, now you can't, defenders in the secondary can't feel like they can hit the receivers the same way. Obviously, you can't hit the quarterbacks the same way. So all these, from a competitive standpoint, favor the offense. So I think football needs to change. It ends up favoring the offense, and that's something the NFL likes anyway. So yeah, there is a segment of the fan base that would like to see football the way it was 20 years ago. But number one, I don't think in the bigger picture, football can be what it was 20 years ago. And the NFL, while not expressly making these changes to favor the offense, it ends up happening that way. And I think the NFL thinks that's just fine to have the wide open game that we've seen in the first 2 weeks of this season.
Yeah, Mark, I complained through the Thursday night game, the 1 o'clock Sunday game, the 4 o'clock Sunday game, the yeah. Sunday night game, and the Monday night game.
as long as you're watching in the NFL's mind, as long as you're watching, you can complain all you want. Still watch.
And down here, bring it to the Dolphins. I saw your week two rankings. I think you had Dolphins at 11. What's your evaluation of this 2-0 Miami Dolphins team?
You know, it's interesting. I was just sort of looking at the schedule today and looking at that game that's coming up against the Patriots in a few weeks and sort of wondering, you know, does that become sort of an early benchmark on the Dolphins and where they sit and whether they can actually challenge the Patriots. Now, to me, over the full season, the Patriots are still going to be, you know, obviously the team to beat in that division and probably a team that nobody in that division can beat. But, you know, I have believed in Gase. I think Gase is a guy who's going to get it done over the long haul there. I don't know exactly that he'll get it done this year. I certainly don't think they'll overtake the Patriots. You know, is it outrageous to think that they can be a playoff contending team? I probably wouldn't have thought that going into the season, but after seeing the product that's been put on the field the first 2 weeks, you have to believe it's clearly the second best team in the division. Probably not a team that can challenge the Patriots to the end of the season, but the closest thing in that division that there is to a team that could challenge the Patriots, and probably a team that can be in the mix for a playoff spot as we come down the stretch.
Mark Maskey of the Washington Post, appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.